Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v RŠ intervjuju. Danes bomo pogovarjali z ameriško zasedbo Level Up, ki bo danes nastopila na odru Gronke na Metelkovi. Vrata kluba se odprejo ob 20. uri. Kot predskupina bodo nastopili domači Haiku Garden, za njimi naši gosti Level Up. Hello, Level Up.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Would you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Mike and I play guitar.
My name is Dave, I play guitar.
My name is Greg, I play drums.
And you are coming from?
New York.
New York.
Yes.
Yeah. It's far.
It's far. you started to play together in 2011.
Yes.
And how everything starts and how's moving till now?
It's been great. We kind of started it as just a fun side thing while we were in college, and then after we graduated, we in 2013 we started taking it a bit more seriously and touring a lot.
Yeah. Since then, it's been a slow, organic growth ever since.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of things you've done till now. 3 albums from 2011. It's 6 years.
Yeah.
That's a great job.
Thanks.
Actually, every 2 years, 1 album.
Yeah.
But this is the first your European tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how it looks Europe to you, to your band?
It's been amazing. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun. The shows have been more than we could have hoped for.
Yeah.
And we're really excited to be in Slovenia.
Yeah. It's just been really surprising how every day we kind of expect like 10 people to come, or like, you know, maybe even no one to come, and then every show has been like exceeding our expectations.
Yeah.
So very cool.
Surprising is exactly the word that I was gonna use. It's cool. Very cool.
And if you compare European clubs and American, US clubs?
I think it depends. I think the UK was like pretty similar to the US, and in Europe they seem to, I mean, the rumor was always that they like treat you a lot nicer, but it definitely like is true.
Yeah.
I think they actually care about the artists that they bring in as people, which is nice.
There's been a noticeable difference with the crowds too, I think. I think people are like genuinely excited for the most part here. I don't know if that's just because we've never been here or if that's just the general vibe, but yeah, it's been definitely a different experience than American.
For sure.
If I understand right, it's quite better here.
In a lot of ways.
Life is good.
Yeah, life is good. It seems like things are a little more figured out, maybe because it's everything's older. Everybody's been like working on everything longer.
Okay. It changed quite several labels.
Yeah.
And the last change is quite big step from underground label to very known label.
Yeah.
What that means to you? How is anything different now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's the main reason we were able to sort of be able to come over to the US, is because we had the support of like such a established label, and they were able to like do a lot for us that we weren't able to do for ourselves beforehand. So I think we've seen like a big change in that way, just like support wise I think that a lot of people come to shows in the US and in Europe because they really like Sub Pop as a label. So it seems like that's like a really big sort of draw as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, just they've given us a lot more support than our last labels could have.
Yeah, it's great.
Is your music change during those years from your beginnings till now?
Yeah, I think the songwriting in general is like pretty similar. There's still like three principal songwriters that like write basically like an even amount of songs, but we've all like gotten to know what we're good at and like are able to help each other out in that way. And I think that like we also started the band when we were in college, so just we've grown up and like started to think about things that are like are just like different topics than we used to think about.
Yeah. I also think musically like our influences have changed a bit, and that kind of shows a little bit through the music from, you know, the first album to second to the third album.
Yeah. So definitely some changes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In your band profile, someone can find lots of different musical styles. Is that a reflection of wide range of influences you put into your work?
Yeah, I would say so. Because since we have three different songwriters in the band, I think everybody brings their own taste to the records and stuff like that. So it makes for like a bit of like a mashup playlist type vibe for the album or something.
Yeah. I also feel like maybe since there's like less pressure on each songwriter, there's like more experimentation throughout each like song. I feel like each song like sort of like draws from its own thing, because like it doesn't have to necessarily be like a uniform type of thing from one songwriter.
Yeah.
Could you name some of your influences, musicians, bands?
I think there's one that I personally like kind of like wear on my sleeve, like for lack of a better phrase, but Elliott Smith is big. And one of the songs that we play every night, like I quote an Elliott Smith song.
Yeah.
This really wide like range of influences, but I think some of them are pretty obvious, like that one.
Yeah, a lot of like 90s band, like indie rock bands and stuff.
We were listening to Mount Eerie today in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like a big one for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Album Return to Love is your third album, released in 2015. How differs from the albums before?
We got some longer songs.
Yeah, longer songs that are like a little more serious, and we had access to a lot more in terms of like recording. We were able to spend just like 2 weeks in a real studio playing around with different sounds. So I think that they're a little more fleshed out and like a little more intentional.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of playlist we can expect tonight because of your really rich discography?
A little bit from everything, sort of.
Yeah, I'd say probably half of the set is from the new album, and then a mix of the last two albums. Mm. Even some songs that are on like just singles, like 7-inches and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
We try to play some older ones, especially because we've never been over here, so it's like it's good to give a wide array of the catalog.
So quite everything we can expect tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If public want to, audience wants to have more,
right,
we'll hear more.
Right, right.
Or almost everything.
Not quite, okay. But.
Could you describe your music with your own words for the listeners who are not familiar with your music?
Guitars, fuzz, pedals,
guitar solos,
drums,
riffs.
Riffs, yeah.
It's hard to. Oh man, I don't know.
It's just like indie rock.
Yeah.
but more of like an older style rather than like a newer style.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter
yeah.
style.
Rock. Guitar rock.
Guitar rock. And what about lyrics? What kind of topics you on?
I think
the personal.
Yeah, pretty personal.
Personal.
Maybe like some about like personal stories kind of thing, or like maybe existential like crises or just questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. What kind of plans Level Up is up to in the future?
In June, we're going to be back for like a couple of days in Barcelona for Primavera. And then in August, we're setting up a bunch of like festival shows for a couple of weeks. I think after that we might need like a little bit of a break just because we've been touring really hard on the current record. And I think that we're like, we just need a break from each other.
Ready to start writing some new material, which we haven't done for a while.
Yeah, work on some other things and just sort of see what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you tired?
Yes.
So tired.
Right? I don't see that. That's But yeah, you have to rest.
Yeah.
Is anything else you would like to say to radio student listeners?
Is it like, I don't know. I think that students, like student radio is sort of, has always been like the thing that we survive on. Like, you know, type of thing. Like those are usually our listeners in the US at least. So it's just like nice to be able to talk to what I'm assuming would be our regular audience in a different place.
Yeah. You know,
thank you. Yeah. Sorry that we're not more interesting.
also just have to say that we drove from Vienna to here today, and that drive was the most beautiful drive of the tour so far, I think. Yeah. See, like all the like foggy mountains with like castles on the top was really cool.
Yeah. Very beautiful. For sure.
Okay. I have nothing more.
Okay. Cool.
So thank you for interview.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thanks for
and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Intervju z newyorško zasedbo Level Up, ki nocoj nastopil v klubu Gromka na Metelkovi, je pripravil Simon Vene.
Intervju Radija Študent.